Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You are
great.
Sing it again.
You are
great. I feel something about to happen in this place. Open up your mouth and declare it again.
You are
great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. Let's just give him praise and exalt him because he is Lord and worthy of praise and worthy to be exalted. I say all the lines are unmuted so you can just rejoice with me and let's give thanks to our God. He is worthy of praise. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name. Oh, we give you praise and honor and glory because there is none like you in all the earth. You alone are God. We lift up this segment of this episode to you tonight, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. He is just so good.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is so good. He is so good. And we bless his name. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For each and every one tonight, God, that are live and those that are coming on the archives, we cover this segment with the blood of Jesus. Lord, you decreed and declared and said, praise campaign. That was a call that you, Lord God, requested, hallelujah, and out of obedience to you, Holy Spirit, Lord God, we went forward in with your praise campaign, and we thank you for the word even on last night that brought understanding even the more to the campaign, Lord, breaking it down in detail. Father God, the strategic strategy that you have called forward for victory this hour in the name of Jesus. So therefore, I say that we decree and declare the blood of Jesus over each and every household, over each and every area, Lord God, that are listening live tonight and those that are coming in on the archives. I decree and declare in Jesus Christ's name, no weapon formed against this broadcast shall prosper. No weapon formed against the listeners shall prosper. No weapon formed against the ministry shall prosper. I plead the blood of Jesus over it right now. I pause and I say, Selah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We glorify your name, O Most High God. We give you praise, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God that will come forward. We give praise to you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people aren't used to the worship type of atmosphere or the being still or quiet portion. Sometimes that's not understood. Hallelujah. But I just thank God. I just want to go into this worship song right now. And give praise to God.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount.
God praise. Hallelujah. He will never let go, and we will never let go of his hand. And this praise campaign is about holding on. It's about no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, it doesn't matter what's happening to me, it doesn't matter what's happening around me, but what matters is what's happening on the inside of me. What is going on the inside of me? I am so excited what God is doing, and right now he wants to make a praise out of me. I'm going to just examine myself right now and say, Lord, I want my life to be a praise to you. I want my life to please you. I want my life to glorify you. I want you to be glorified in and through everything, Lord God, about me. So I'm not sure what you want right now, but I decree and declare, I believe that those that are connected to this praise campaign is saying to the Lord tonight, Lord, I want more of you. I want more about you. I want more grace, Lord God, to please you. I want you to look at my life and be praised. I want the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart. Oh, my gosh, the Lord is anointing is just to be acceptable in your sight, oh, Lord. My strength and my redeemer. I want my life, oh God, to be a praise in the earth, to please you, Lord God, a sweet-smelling savor. So I'll say right now, Lord, if there be any sin anywhere, Lord God, forgive us and cleanse us and wash us tonight. Father God, we thank you, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over the airwaves right now. We speak the blood of Jesus over each one listening right now, live or archived. We decree an anointing, a fresh anointing, an anointing, Lord God, a fresh right now anointing, right now, God, for each need right now, whatever area of praise that you're dealing with in us, Lord God. You, Lord God, are glorified. You, Lord God, are exalted. You, Lord God, hallelujah, are magnified. Lord God, everyone has different levels of areas that they're working with and dealing with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we say no matter what area, what level, God, wherever they may be, in each endeavor, God, we decree and declare, Lord, that we search ourselves, Lord, and we say be glorified. We give praise to you, Lord God, and we give thanks to you. Hallelujah. I want to welcome each and every one of you. I'm just really overwhelmed. God is so good. He moves. Lord, I just love him so much, and I love his freshness so much that no matter what, there was even a warfare starting, but, you know, no matter what, God just comes and he gives grace because I believe just out of sheer obedience, he moves. Hallelujah. Out of sheer obedience, out of just doing exactly what he said when he said. I heard Apostle Brinson say, delayed obedience is disobedience. And Apostle Brinson, he would often teach on, and this is my Apostle Edward Brinson, he would preach on the fact that we were, you know, to be delayed to do what God has called us to do or be delayed to do an assignment. And because we're doing that assignment, we think everything is okay, but we need to go back and repent. He would often say, because that delayed obedience is disobedience. I don't want any delayed obedience. I want every area in my life, every area in my life to be on point to what God is calling for. And I just pray, you know, that it's often said that we're the first recipients of our own message. And when God began to do this praise campaign, before it even hit the air, he was dealing with my own heart. And the season that we're in with him judging this world today and judgment beginning in the house of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Said in verse 5 of Psalm 50, he said, gather my people. Gather my people. I'm not looking at it right now, so if I'm wrong about the verse, it's in Psalm the 50th chapter where God was speaking of gathering his people together. I'm not going to be long the time or hold it. I just want to give God the praise and honor and just thanks. And I'm thankful and honored for, again, for each listener. We're also on TalkShoe as well as Blog Talk right now. We're with Blog Talk via Telechurch to the Nation, the Visionary Apostle Paul, and Prophetess Lady Keisha Greenlee. I thank God for them and for them, honored to be a team leader with them, and they've blessed me to use the Blog Talk venue. However, I'm so honored for those that are even using the TalkShoe venue that are coming through via TalkShoe, and I'm just thankful for that tonight. But God has blessed us tonight, and we have Apostle, ooh, it came out like that, ooh, glory to God. We have Pastor Christopher Sadu from Ghana, and he's actually with us. And due to his sacrifice of his time, and he's just coming on the line with us, I'm not going to delay. I want to just yield the right away to him to come forward. And I just thank God for him. I thank God for everything that he just blessed this opportunity, this covenant, this relationship that he has graced me to meet and to be able to fellowship with Pastor Sadu and the ministry and his pastor and the leaders there. I just thank God for them and their ministry in Ghana. Again, I thank God for his sacrifice because it's 2 a.m. where he is. And I was asking him about the time, and I would change it, but he said, no, it's okay. Amen, because I just thank God, amen, and I just give God the praise. So I just ask you to just gather your hearts together, listen carefully, attentively, and definitely just keep your heart engaged and receive what God is saying right now for us. If you know, I just pray that you're patient with us and thank you again for coming in, and those again on the archives that come in later. I just pray again that you would just give attentive ear, take notes, and listen to hear what God has to say. Amen. Pastor Sadu?
Hello, I'm here.
Yes, you're here, sir. You go forward. Go ahead. Amen. How will the Lord lead you?
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Yes.
I welcome all of you to this week, an important program, Duke. Grace Campaign 2012, and I am highly excited and sees it as an honor to be part of this great program. I also wish to say a big thank you and God blessings to you, the listener, for your prayers, patience, time in making this Praise Campaign 2012 a success. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God richly bless you abundantly in Christ Jesus. I also wish to take this opportunity to thank Pastor Dorothy Parker for giving me that opportunity to contribute or to also share the beauty of Christ Jesus through the power of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is indeed awesome. My name is Sadie Christopher. I'm sharing the word from Ghana, Africa. The Bible says in Psalm 150, verses number 6, that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord God Almighty indeed deserves to be praised. He is our Father. He is the Lord of Lords and God of Gods. There is no one like our Jehovah, the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you and praise you, Almighty, for our life. We adore you and lift your holy name up. We praise you, God, for guiding our steps in Christ Jesus. We praise you for our country, children, wives, husbands, sisters, brothers, and for the life of every living soul across the globe. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lovers in Christ Jesus, many praise God without even knowing the meaning of praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They ask themselves, even why should I praise God? Am I under any obligation to praise God? Are there any benefit even after praising God in the beauty of His holiness? Hallelujah. Praise
yeah.
God. The word praise itself means to bestow approval upon. It also means to honor. Hallelujah. The word praise also means to worship. Praise God. And last, but not least, praise means to glorify. Hallelujah. The Hebrew word, yada, means to stretch out the hand, and it's translated praise. That is, to hold out the hand in reverence. Open the heart and let go of everything. Just stand and praise God, open honestly. This is beautiful, love it. That hears under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Our problem is to let go of things, to let go of our problems and service and give ourselves to praise the Lord. Amen. We only praise something that we have honored and prized highly. If we hold the Lord in the highest state of respect and admiration, it would be easy to praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. The love is in Christ Jesus. Praising God is an obligation to all living creatures. Hallelujah. Even the angels must praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
According to Psalm 103, the verses number 20, the Bible says that, praise the Lord, you his angels, how who excel in strength, who do his way, hearing the voice of his way. Hallelujah. It is also an obligation for the saints to also praise the Lord. According to Psalm 8, verses number 4, the Bible says that, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. This is also, hallelujah. Nations must also praise God. And according to Psalm 117, verses number 1, the Bible says that, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, praise God, hallelujah. Even children must praise God in the beauty of his holiness, hallelujah. And according to Matthew 21, verses number 16, the Bible says that in my code, out of the mouth of babies and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. It is wonderful. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Above all, it is an obligation upon all creatures to praise God. According to Psalm 148, the verses number 1 to 10, God gets praises from the heavens, from the heights, from angels, hosts, sun, moon, stars, the earth, dragons, heat, fire, snow, vapor, stormy winds, hills, mountains, fruit trees, cedar trees, beasts, cattle, creeping plants, and birds. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is wonderful. In everything that we do, and in every word that proceeded out of our mouth to praise, there should be a reason behind it. So therefore, we praise God because of his faithfulness and truth towards us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 25, the verses number 1. The Bible says, my God, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt you. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsel of old hath faithful and true. This is wonderful. We also praise God because of God's mercy towards us. Indeed, his mercy is towards us. Also, according to Chronicles 20:21, the Bible says, and I read, praise the Lord for his mercies endureth forever. Hallelujah. For we are saved through God's mercy on us. Praise God. We also praise God because of his greatness. For God indeed is great. Hallelujah. Psalm 145, the verses number 3. The Bible says that, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. This is awesome, wonderful. We also praise God because of his holiness. God indeed is holiness. According to Exodus 15:11, the Bible says that, who is like unto thee, O God? Who is like thee? sorrow and holiness, fearful and praise. Do you want this? And above all, we praise God because of his wonderful works. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 150, verse number 2. The Bible says that, praise him for his mighty acts. These works include praises, redemptions, consolations, just judgment, true counsel, keeping his promises, pardon of sins, spiritual health, constant preservations, protections, answered prayers, hope of glory, all physical, material, and spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. It is wonderful. Awesome. We thank you, God. We praise you. We adore you. Now, the most multi-billion question is how to praise the Lord. It's very important in the Christian life. We must praise God with understanding. That understanding, how do you praise your God? How do you praise your Creator? That is why, according to Psalm 47, verse number 7, the Bible says that sing ye praises with understanding. According to 1 Corinthians 14:15, it's only clear that any time that we are before the Lord, any time that we want to praise the Lord, we must do that with a pure understanding. We must also praise God with the soul. The Bible says and made it clear in Psalm 103, the verse number 1, praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. This is wonderful. Awesome. The Lord is good, and his goodness endures forever. We must also praise God with the whole heart. Yeah, this is true. I will say it in Psalm 9, the verse number 1, that I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Praise God. This is wonderful. This is sweet. It's so clear that we must praise God with our lips. And according to Psalm 63, the verse number 3, the Bible says, and my lips shall praise thee. Wonderful. We must also praise God with our mouth. The Bible made it clear in Psalm 51, the verse number 15, that my mouth shall shout forth thy praise. My mouth shall shout thy praise. Open your mouth and wherever that you find yourself under the sound of my voice, you need to use your legs, your mouth, your soul, your understanding to praise God. For God is good. For God is good. For God is great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We must also worship our Creator with joy. With joy. There is nothing that surpasses God. The Bible made it clear in Psalm 63, the verse number 5, that my mouth shall praise ye with joyful lips. I read it again. My mouth shall praise ye with a joyful lips. Praise God. We must also praise God with gladness. Hi. This is wonderful. I love it. We must praise God. Gladness, gladness of heart, gladness of body, gladness of soul, and everything. And that is why I agree with 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, the verse number 20. The Bible says in our reading, and they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshiped. Whom did they worship? They worshiped the Most High God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega God. Not mere mechanical praises, joyful, heartfelt praises. Hallelujah. Praise God. We must also worship God with thankfulness. We must worship God with thankfulness. Begin to worship God wherever you are with thankfulness. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I give you all the glory. Lord, I give you all the praise. Lord, you are beautiful. Lord, you are wonderful. Before you and after you, there is no one. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible made it clear, Psalm 147, verses number 7, I sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Must also praise God to the end of life. As according to Psalm 104, verse number 33, the Bible says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. It is wonderful. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. It means until I die, even my grave, I will continue to praise the Lord. Because there is no life here. I love it. But an important reason why we should worship God is that we should worship God more and more. According to Psalm 71, in verses number 14, the Bible says that I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. The longer we live, more and more praiseworthy things comes to us. It is awesome. We must also praise God day by day. We must praise God day by day. According to 2 Chronicles, verse number 21, the Bible says, and the Levite and the priest praise the Lord day by day, singing with loud instrument unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's quickly look at some things for which to praise the Lord. Some things to praise the Lord. Some things for which to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his goodness endures forever. We should praise the Lord in sickness. This is wonderful. In adversity and in health and prosperity. Wonderful. I repeat it again. We should praise the Lord in sickness. Wonderful. In adversity. Hi, you don't have money? You so decided to praise God. This is wonderful. And in good health and prosperity. Why, even you enjoy in your riches, the Bible says that, hey, remember your Creator. Remember the Most High God. And open your mouth and begin to give me praise and worship. The Lord is good. We should praise the Lord for anything and everything. According to Philippians 4, verse number 6, the Bible says that we should praise the Lord for anything and for everything. This clearly indicates that whatever that we do, whatever that we see, whatever problems, whatever trials, whatever temptation that we find ourselves in, we should learn to praise God for anything and for everything that happens in our life. Praise God. A true Christian is one who can trust and praise the Lord, even through blinding tears. This is wonderful. Wow. I repeat it again. It is true Christian. It's one who can trust and praise the Lord, even through blinding tears. It is enough to know that God plans and does all things well. According to Romans 8, verse 28. This is wonderful. I love this. The Lord is good. We must praise him wherever that you find yourself. Praising is a medicine. Hallelujah. It's indeed a medicine. You must praise God wherever you find yourself. That is why I see Praise God in 2012 as a good opportunity for all Christians across the globe to rise up, to be on their feet, and begin to praise God. Because if you trees, seas, vapors, snow, whatever, even stones, and the air that flies, if you praise God, how much more you human beings that God has given you air to breathe, that God has given you leg to walk upon, that the Lord God has blessed you with power to speak. Hallelujah. Rise up wherever you find yourself and begin to praise your Creator. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. And His goodness endures forever. There is none like our Jehovah. Praise God. Praise God. Even out of praising God, God can even use that, you know, to change any negativity in your life into positivity. Whether you have money, whether you don't have money, whether you have marital problems, whether you have financial problems, any problems that you find yourself in, the Bible is entreating us tonight to learn to praise God. Hallelujah. This is
awesome.
It is wonderful. We should praise the Lord in sickness. In sickness, even while it's on the sick bed. Brothers and sisters, just rise up. Just rise up and let your heart communicate with your Creator in holiness. The Lord judges from the heart. The Lord doesn't judge from the body. Oh, rise up. Even in adversity, rise up and begin to praise your Creator. For the Lord is good. And in health and prosperity, while you enjoy in your riches, while you swim in money, while you swim in beauty of your riches being given to you by God. Learn to praise your God. The more that you praise Him, the more that He opens opportunity into your life. Praise God. I love it. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. In sickness. Learn, I said, wherever that you find yourself across the globe, so that listen under the sound of my voice from Ghana, Africa. Learn to praise God. Learn to praise God, for the Lord is good. Praise Him. Let your heart communicate with your Creator. And God knows that you respect all that He has done unto your life, whether good or bad. No matter what trials that you are passing through, no matter any problem that you are going through, just learn to worship your Creator in the beauty of His holiness. There is none like our God. It just is from the heart. You just open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord that, thank you, God. Even in my adversity, I will praise you. Even in my sickness, I will thank you. Although I have a marital problem, but I will still praise you. Although I have so dear to my heart that I haven't even been able to accomplish them, but I will still praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is wonderful. I love it. The true Christian is one who can trust and praise the Lord with true blinding tears. This is wonderful. Also, we thank you, Jesus Christ. In conclusion, perhaps we realize that we have not prayed enough. It is true. Pray that God will teach us to praise Him much more and more in future, beginning today. Psalm 51, the verses number 50. The Bible says, "Oh Lord, open now my lips, cause me to praise Thee more and more." The Bible is entreating us that we should open our mouth and praise God more and more. And even out of praising God is Thy grace. So if you want to learn how to praise God, I'm encouraging you to start doing that today. Beginning from today, just ask the Spirit God, just ask the angels, That's at the Most High God. That God, I want to praise you. Grant me the grace. Grant me the grace. Grant me the grace from today to learn how to praise you. Hallelujah. Praise is a precious privilege of every born again believer in Christ Jesus. If you are a born again believer, praise is a precious privilege that the Lord has granted free of charge to every born again believer in Christ Jesus. Sing a great deal. This is one good way to praise the Lord. Sing. Sometimes it's even good to sing. It's not always that you should say, God, you are good. God, you are great. You just open your mouth and begin to sing a new song that no one has sung it before. Open your mouth and begin to sing. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I praise you, God. I praise you, God. Hallelujah. This is a new song, and this is wonderful. Also, my Lord is good, and his goodness endureth forever. Hallelujah. If people praise us for accomplishment, let us be sure to pass the praise to him, and that is God. Hallelujah. If people praise us for pastorality, you have done well. Oh, Pastor Samuel, you are great. Pastor Anthony, good. Oh, let us also be sure to pass the praise to him. And that is our Creator, the King of Kings,
yeah,
and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. It is easy to praise one who is truly wealthy or praise. And Jesus is wealthy. Hi, this is wonderful. Our God, most Jesus Christ, is wealthy of praise. Praise him. Praise him with your lips. Praise him with your mouth. Because the Bible says that any time that the name of Jesus Christ is mentioned, there will they flee. They run away. Because the name Jesus, it carries fire. The name Jesus carries healing. The name Jesus carries blessing. The name Jesus carries victory. Well, hallelujah. It is also praise God. It is easy to praise one who is truly wealthy of praise. And Jesus is wealthy. Revelation chapter 5, verses number 9. The Bible says, it is easier for God to get money or service than praise of his children. Praise is an attitude of the heart. Whatsoever we do it for his glory. Praise God. Praise is an attitude. If you want to practice it, if you want to put it into perfection, you can do it. It becomes part of your life. That is why I'm entreating everybody that is listening under the sound of my voice from Ghana, Africa. I'm just entreating you that you should make praise an attitude. You should worship your Creator through praise. You should receive your healing through praise. You should receive your blessings through praise. You should receive your marital breakthrough through praise. Hallelujah. You should receive your financial breakthrough through praise. The beauty of God's holiness. Hallelujah. There is nothing that we as a children of God have not received to praise. Open your mouth and begin to praise your Creator.
Amen.
Open your mouth and begin to praise God. Hallelujah. The God is good. I love Jesus. I love praise. I love praise campaign 2012. I love it. It's wonderful. Because it has given us opportunity to relearn the meaning of praise. Remember that I told you from the earlier on that praise means to glorify God. So we must glorify God wherever that you find ourselves. Praise also means to worship. We must worship God. Even at our workplace, in our cubicles, in our marriages, in our cars, in our friends, wherever that we find ourselves. We should learn to praise God. Praise also means an honor to God. This is wonderful. This is awesome. This is great. Praise is an honor. It's an honor that God has bestowed unto us. So I wish we use it well and use it. It's like an honor that as authority has given unto me to share the word. Share the word with all people across globe. That's how praise is like. It's an honor that God has been bestowed upon us. Praise God. It's also wonderful to know that we should also praise God with gladness. Hallelujah. Oh, that man, we praise you, the Lord, for your goodness. This is important. For it is repeated for times. The Bible says that it is even good for us to praise God anytime, anywhere, wherever that we find ourselves. We should learn to praise God. I want to thank my preaching to an end by entreating all of you to learn to praise God. Now I'm entreating all of you to learn to glorify your Creator through the power of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Pastor Dorothy. This is how far the Lord has brought us. And this is all that God has entrusted me to share with the numerous people that are listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you, Pastor Dorothy. And I thank all your entourage for this great opportunity. To God be the glory. We praise you, God. We adore you, God. We praise you for our country. We praise you, God.
Yes.
We praise you, God. We praise
thank
you, God.
Lord.
We
yes.
Thank
yes.
To the America. We thank you for America
yes.
is blessed. America will
yes.
continue to be blessed. America is
yes.
blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And Ghana is also blessed. Ghana is a
yes.
gateway to Africa.
Yes.
We praise you, God,
thank
for blessing
Jesus.
Our land. We praise you,
thank
God.
You.
For giving us oil. We praise you, God, for giving us
yes.
blessings. We thank you, God, for your peace upon
yes.
this country. We have never experienced any fighting. We have never experienced
yes.
anything. We thank you, God. We praise you. We praise America. Let America be blessed,
yes.
oh God. Let America be blessed, my God. We praise you.
Yes.
We praise you. There is none like you. We thank you. We thank you for making
yes.
praise can be critical and family. We thank you, God. We, who are we, my God, for giving us opportunity to
yes.
praise
yes.
you from Africa. We thank you. We are nothing before you. I'm only doing
yes.
it by your grace. I
yes.
thank you, God. I thank you. And I praise you for the life of all the people in the studio. We praise
yes.
you for their life. We thank you for their life. We adore you for their life. To you be the glory.
Yeah.
There is none like you. We will praise you. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to praise you. We ask you to continue to grant the energy, the financial resources, the virtue, the favor that they deserve, that they needed, my God, from everybody that are listening to the sound of my voice. You are God. You are indeed our Father. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to praise you. We thank you.
Yes.
We praise you for everything in our life.
Thank you.
You are God.
You.
You are God. You
thank
are indeed our Father. You are indeed
yes,
our Father. We thank you, God. We praise you. We thank you for the beautiful beauty of your holiness. For you are indeed holy. Holy, holy
thank
is you,
you
our Father. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We praise
yes,
you for the life
Lord.
Of every
yes.
living creature lying in the hospital. We praise
yes.
you for healing. We praise you for deliverance. Remember
yes.
them, O God. We praise you. We reach us wherever they are. Through your praise campaign 2012. Reach them, O God, with your power. Release
yes.
your healing power upon their lives wherever they find themselves. Through praise. Let them learn to praise you, God.
Thank you.
On their sick days, let them learn to praise you, God. Thank you for this opportunity. Yes. Thank you for elevating prayer. I mean, those in prayer. There are thousands of people, my God, who are lying in prayer without any cause. We praise you for their life. They are lying on you for their virtue to praise campaign to the Lord, oh God. We praise you. We praise you. We pray you. Speak unto their life. Holy Father, speak, for you are holy. For you are holy. Let your children learn how to praise you in the beat of their holiness. Let them learn. Let them live their holy life. And let them praise you because there is none like you. We praise you. We adore you. We praise you, God. They are
yes,
looking
Lord,
out to you. But help them. Help them to get out of prison.
Yes.
My God. Praise you, God. We praise you. Ask nothing but praise, God. Because the Bible says that before even we ask you, you know our desires. They are in prison without any cause. Discharge them through your miraculous ways. Discharge them, innocent souls, on our roads, road accident. We praise you. We ask you for deliverance on our roads, my God. Arise, O God, to praise 2012. Arise and speak unto your children, those who are driving on the high street. Praise God. Praise God. We are relying on you to praise campaign. 2012, my God, arise and speak. Touch their life. And let them learn how to praise you in the beauty of their holiness. Most of them even say that we praise God, that we don't see any result. I praise you, God, because I know what you have been doing in my life and what you are about to do. I speak, my God, unto you. From the bottom of my heart, with holiness and with pure heart, I change their destiny to praise campaign 2012. Let this praise campaign 2012 be a remembrance, oh God. Let it be a remembrance. Those people who are listening to this program live from Telechurch or from Blog Talk, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And my God, change their destiny through praise campaign 2012. Change their destiny through praise campaign 2012. And teach them, my God, how to worship you, how to praise you in holiness. Teach them, my God, how to praise you. I'm so excited. My God, from heaven, I'm so excited. I don't know. Because this praise campaign is like a breakthrough in my life. I've learned enough to praise you, God. We are grateful to you for this great opportunity. Praise God. We thank you, God. We praise you. We even praise you for the radio station. We even praise you for Blog Talk. We praise you for your life. For you are God. We learned to establish this awesome program. So we can also share your word. So we can also preach your word through this great medium. We thank you for their life. And we praise you for their life. We have the strength. We have a financial breakthrough upon them. We have your prosperity. Yes, it is good that your children should also ask for money from you, oh God. We ask for money. In the name of Jesus. Grant them financial breakthrough, oh God. To praise campaign 2012. We pray for the multitude that are listening to the sound of my voice. Let them be blessed. Let them testify. Let them praise God. Let them praise God. Let them praise God. Wherever they find themselves, let them learn to praise. Let them learn to praise. I also pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I truly praise campaign 2012. If there is any couple that are even undergoing divorce cases, divorce rate, and various court justice, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, I believe in you. And I know what you can do. That you them true. Praise campaign 2012 to settle any differences between them so that there will be peace in the house. Praise God. We thank you, Jesus Christ. We praise you and we adore you. We know you will do it and we know you have done it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Let the Lord have his way, Pastor Sadu. Let the Lord have his way. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's still yours, man of God. Go ahead. Let the Lord have his way. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Begin to assemble your children, begin to assemble your husband, your wife, and hold your hand in unity, and begin to praise God, hold your hand in unity and in holiness, and begin to praise your God, praise God, praise God, tell God how awesome, how big he is, praise God, wherever they find ourselves, begin to praise your God, begin to praise God, begin to praise God, begin to praise God.
Yes, thank you, Lord, yes,
yes. Praise your creator, open your mouth, and begin to praise God, open your mouth, because
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And 106 is the blessing of my soul, that let anything that I breathe, praise God, this clearly indicates.
Yes.
Anything that I breathe, anything that can walk, anything that can speak, anything that has energy, anything that has blood, just open this on your mouth and begin to praise God wherever they find yourself.
Yes.
I urge you to open your mouth and begin to praise God, for God is good, for God is wonderful, for God is awesome, and God is faithful. It's much more than what we can think of. Begin to praise your God. Open your mouth and praise God, because God is good. For God is good, and His goodness endures forever. Wherever they find ourselves, open your mouth. Open your mouth in your host. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and begin to praise God. Praise God for your family.
Yes.
Praise God for your children. Praise God for your wife.
Yes.
Praise God for
your
husband.
Lord.
Praise God for your job.
Yes.
This is not
Thank
easy. That is the job. So praise God for what you are doing. Praise God for your job. It's very important for us to do that. Praise God. Praise God. God, I thank you for blessing me with this week. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I praise you. I praise you. Praise God for your promotion. You didn't get your promotion. My qualification. You received that promotion by grace. If it's not qualification, there are countless of people who have been having their PhD. My brother. And my sister, that I listen to the sound of my voice. You need to praise your God, for God deserves more than praise from you. Open your mouth and begin to praise God. Praise God for your family. Praise Him for your marriage. Praise God.
Thank God.
Put us
Hallelujah.
Put us together. Praise God. Praise God. Just go to your mouth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Humble yourself before the Most High God. Humble yourself. Praise God. The pure heart. In the peace of His holiness. Praise God. Praise God and just receive your healing. Praise God and just receive your blessing. Open your mouth and just begin to praise God. Open your mouth and let you praise God. The Lord deserves more than praise from us. We are His children.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Line is getting off. And you know, it's through Ian in Ghana. So I will leave you here. But I know that the multitude that are listening to the sound of my voice will learn to praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The land can come off any time from now. But I feel I will praise God. And I'm heading off. To learn to praise God and to learn to support Grace Campaign 2012 in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for your word. We praise you, God. We adore you. And we thank you for giving the opportunity to praise you to Grace Campaign 2012. We thank you. We thank all the listeners in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Sadu. I know you said your line was closing, so we really appreciate you very much. And we just thank God for you. We'll keep lifting you up in prayer. I don't know how much time did you have on your phone. So I just want to thank you. Actually, his line just dropped, but I thank God for him. Amen. I really do. I thank God for him so much and for him, his prayers and the support of ministry and supporting them and praying for the endeavors and bringing us together as a nation and a world before the Lord. I just give God praise for him, and that's lift him up right now. Father, I thank you for Pastor Sadie. I thank you, Lord God, for his ministry. I thank you, God, that his for school. You blessed him, God. You even promoted him this season where he is the headmaster. He's the principal of the school and his country, Lord God. And you blessed him, Lord, to be a man of prayer, even to do prayer and praise with the students and take the school to another level. We pray, God, for the students, the ministry, all that he put his hands to. We decree that it prospers. We thank you, Lord God, that you are sending money from the north, south, the east, and the west towards him, God, towards his ministry, his lands, his endeavors, everything, Lord God, that concerns him, his family. We plead the blood of Jesus over his family, and we thank you that it is well with his household. It is well, God, in Jesus' name, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that come from him. We pray, God, that there be no, I would say, backlash, God, none, Father. No weapon formed against him shall prosper, God. We thank you for a hedge of protection and your angels of mercy that's watching over him, Lord God. Father, guarding his feet, we thank you for the armor of God about him in Jesus Christ's name. And we give you praise, Lord. And we bless your holy name, and we thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I give praise tonight, Lord God, for this, for being obedient with Praise Campaign 2012. I thank you even for the testimony that came out of his mouth that it glorifies you, God. It gives you praise. You alone receive the glory, God, because this is all about you. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, and I lift it up, and I plead the blood of Jesus over this campaign for your glory. Praise Campaign 2012 is for your glory and yours alone, Lord. No man glory in your presence, Father. Only you alone glorified, God, in the name of Jesus, and I give you thanks. I thank you, Lord, for every listener that are live and every listener that are on the archives that come later, God. I thank you for the guests that are even on Blog Talk that are live in the chat room that are listening as well, God. I thank you for those on the phone lines and those that are in TalkShoe, Lord God, line. I give praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. And again, no matter what venue they come, even in the archive, I pray that the word of God, Lord, just stay afresh. And the word of God remain afresh, Father, to touch every listener in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we give praise and we thank you, Lord, Father, Lord God. And we pray healing even the more, God, over him. He was being attacked upon Pastor Sato, even in his body, but he sacrificed tonight. And I just give you praise, Lord, Father, and I thank you, Lord God. Even, Lord God, I lift up Telechurch and I thank you for the venue tonight, Lord God, to be able to use. And I lift up the man of God for Telechurch. I also lift up, Lord God, Apostle and Lady Keisha. I lift up every listener, Father, even, Lord God, those that you've favored, Lord, on the line tonight, God, Prophetess Adrena and, Lord God, Apostle Gregory. I thank you for the support for that leadership, Lord. And, again, all the other listeners that I don't know your names, and I'm sorry, I just felt led in my heart to just thank God for those leaders that have been covering me, and I just thank God for them. But I thank God for you, the listeners that are here and those that are in the chat room. I give God praise for you. I thank God for the students that are chiming in. And I don't like to be specific because I know there were some that came and had to leave. But, Lord, this is for the Lord and it's for his glory. And this is definitely it's all to the glory of God. I just want to give recognition for where it's due, but there are going to be times that I'm not going to be able to do that because I just want to, I don't want to cut off the flow of the anointing, even if it means disconnecting the lines and you just allowing God to just, in your private moment, go before him and let him continue to move and let that word be made afresh in you. Amen? So I just thank God for you all tonight. And right now, live on the line, I do have Apostle Gregory, man of God, since you're able to speak, Prophetess, Apostle Paul, I know you're still there. If you want to call in, sir, I just thank God for you and Prophetess Adrena. And any guest, I apologize, any guest that wants to call in, you're welcome to do so at this time. The number that you can call in on Blog Talk is 661-449-1459. I'm not going to be long. Again, I want to keep it short with after the word. So I just want to just give honor, and if you have a prayer request, but, again, I just want to keep it very short. So currently I have Apostle Gregory available. Man of God, would you have anything to say, man of God?
You know, it has been truly a blessing to hear the tongue of the motherland cry out and to render praise. And I'm telling you, saints of God, if you just got what he just preached and taught, you shall be blessed abundantly. The man of God said, cry loud, let your voice be heard unto Zion, and to praise the holy name of Jesus Christ. He set a marvelous word before us, and we ate greatly. And so, woman of God, Pastor, I want to just say thank you so much for bringing that man to the front and allowing us to participate in this wonderful meal that was laid before us tonight. It was wonderful. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Apostle Paul, I don't know if you want to call in. I can read your chat. But thank you, Apostle Gregory. I appreciate that very much. Amen. And Prophetess Adrena, I could, you know, any other guests? I think I'm reading someone in the other chat room. Guest 12-1593. I just welcome each and every one of you. I don't want to go down the line with reading. I know that you guys can say if you want or if you're not. So I'm just going to go ahead and conclude. And as I often like to do is just end with a praise, a worship song. And so I'm going to do that. And you're welcome to just release the line. Again, thank everyone. I am so grateful. And again, to God be the glory. And I agree with you, man of God, Apostle Gregory, from the motherland crying out. And he even said, thank God for oil. There's oil in Dinah that, man, I tell you, God is just good. He is just awesome. So we just pray for their government, that God would just continue to give strategy. No thief to try to come and steal from that land. But it is truly the season of Africa. Amen. So God bless everyone. And I'm going to just play the praise and worship as I conclude. And I love you all very much.
Glories and majesty, and all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and the very darkness tries to hide. They tremble at his voice, tremble at great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great.
I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell him, never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Good night.